The second epistle of John. The elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I alone, but also all those who have known the truth. For the sake of the truth that is dwelling in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace shall be with us from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced exceedingly that I have found among your children those who are walking in truth, exactly as we received commandment from the Father. And now I beseech you, lady, not as though I am writing a new commandment to you, but that which we have observed from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is the love of God, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, exactly as you heard from the beginning, that you might walk in it. Because many deceivers have entered into the world, those who do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is the spirit of the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch out for yourselves in order that we may not lose the things we have accomplished, but that we may receive a full reward. Anyone who transgresses and does not continue in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. But the one who continues in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, and do not say to him, "Welcome." For anyone who says "Welcome" to him is partaking in his evil works. I have many things to write, but I do not wish to convey these things to you with paper and ink. But I hope to come to you and speak face to face, in order that our joy may be completely full. The children of your chosen sister salute you. Amen.